Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi there, and welcome to KMBZ.com. I'm Ellen Schenck.
And I'm E.J. Becker, and here's another Person of the Week.
It isn't often that something you're a part of when you're just a child affects the rest of your life.
And the rest of the world. But it did, and it still does, more than 70 years later.
Carolyn, how old were you when you made It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, I was 6 years old.
How old were you when you realized this is no ordinary movie?
Unfortunately, I was 40 years old before I ever even saw the movie.
That's Carolyn Grimes. She played Zuzu, Jimmy Stewart's daughter, in the 1946 classic It's a Wonderful Life.
But obviously, at the time, she wasn't impressed.
You would think a six-year-old makes a movie and would be fascinated by the fact they just made a movie and want to see it all the time.
Oh, I was in 16 movies. I grew up in Hollywood. It was no big deal. I went to the opening, but I fell asleep.
And the only reason she watched it in the first place was because the media came calling.
In 1980, they came to my door. I lived in Stillwell, Kansas, and they knocked on my door, and someone wanted to do an interview, a local newspaper. And I said, well, okay. So I drug all my memorabilia up from the basement, and we looked at it and had an interview. Well, that started happening over and over, and I finally realized, I think I better watch this movie and see what it's all about.
That's when Carolyn realized what millions of fans already knew, fans who grew up watching the film every holiday season on TV, that this movie is the source of so many timeless lessons.
Well, my favorite scene in the movie is where Jimmy Stewart is on the bridge, and he asks Clarence,
get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please!
And then he asks God,
please! I want to live again!
I want to live again. And to me, that's when he's really discovered what the whole movie was about, and he's discovered what's important in life, and that's faith, family, and friends.
What do people say when they meet you? What's their reaction to you and to the movie?
They love the movie. Their eyes light up and they get so excited. It's really a moment of love because I share Christmas with them every year.
Carolyn and the movie have become a part of holiday traditions, part of the family, and that includes the Metro's biggest It's a Wonderful Life fan.
My collection, oh my goodness. I have books, I have snow globes, I have plates, I have thrones, I have lots of pictures and Carolyn Grimes' autograph and the other characters' autograph.
That's Bill Barrett, who just happens to be the mayor of Lee's Summit. So when it's part of your job to help select who's going to flip the switch and light the Christmas tree in your community, well, hello.
Had the opportunity to meet her before, and it's absolutely magical to see her interact with people. It's so magical that I thought when the mayor's tree lighting came a topic to me as far as what we would be doing, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
And that's why a week from today, Friday, November 16th, Carolyn, Zuzu, will come back home and officially light the Lee's Summit Christmas tree.
So does Mayor Baird think of Lee's Summit as a real-life version of the film's fictional town?
Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, movie house!
Is Lee's Summit his version of Bedford Falls?
I think every community aspires to be a Bedford Falls, and yes, I think that when I think of being mayor or getting back in our community, I think about being that kind of community, a Bedford Falls kind of community, where your neighbors do little things for you that make a difference in your life.
If every town should be Bedford Falls, does every person deserve a wonderful life?
Well, while even Carolyn's life hasn't been perfect, her philosophy just might be.
I think life is what you make it. Everyone has trials and tribulations and catastrophes. It's how you spin it around and make it be positive. That's how you get through life and make it wonderful.
And you know that when Carolyn comes back to the Metro, it is inevitable that she'll be asked to recall the most memorable line from the movie.
Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Well, that's about as close to the original as it would sound, right?
Doesn't sound that much different than when she was 6 years old.
Have you met Carolyn Grimes before?
Yes. Done a few interviews with her back when she lived, as she mentioned in the story, when she lived in Stillwell.
Will you be there at the foot of the stage, clamoring to meet her when she comes to Lee Summit?
I will be at a respectful distance watching.
If you know somebody that should be Person of the Week, let us know. EJ@KMBZ.com.
Or Ellen@KMBZ.com.
And join us weekday mornings, 5 to 10, for Kansas City's morning news on News 98.1 KMBZ.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.